To CPR News and KRCC, I'm May Ortega. A Democratic bill would require Colorado to conduct a comprehensive study on the history and legacy of slavery in the state. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Supporters say the goal is to confront racism head-on and understand its legacy, both implicit and explicit biases, and everything from health care to education to housing and policing. Democratic Senator James Coleman is the main sponsor.
While we've made steps to improve the lives of all people in Colorado, I know that we have much work to do. I know we can do better. In order to do better for the people, we need to have data-driven solutions.
It cleared its first committee on a party-line vote. One Republican who voted no said the study would be divisive and worried it would lay the groundwork for reparations. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Meanwhile, Black Denverites' thoughts about life in the Mile High City have been published in a new survey. Here's Elaine Tassie.
The Denver African American Commission is asking residents about problems and solutions to life in the city. The organization itself is intended as a bridge between policymakers and Denver's Black community. The survey asks what the city can do to be more equitable. It includes questions about the primary challenges to living in Denver, whether the person is aware of any efforts to improve them, and how trust can be built between the Black community and the police. The survey is collecting responses until the end of February. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
The closure of a northern Colorado animal sanctuary has left nearly 80 dogs in need of new homes. Just for Jack's Ranch and Sanctuary in Lyons was evicted Wednesday for missing rent payments. NoCo Humane is helping find new shelters for the dogs. Most of the 78 dogs are husky mixes. The shelter says all the dogs appear healthy and social. People interested in adopting can visit NoCoHumane.org. This is CPR and KRCC.